Kamala Harris failed to connect one person with high-speed internet with $42.5 billion from infrastructure bill. By Sean Moran on July 26, 2024. Vice President Kamala Harris, who was tapped to lead the administration's rural broadband expansion, failed to connect one person with high-speed internet despite having $42.5 billion from the so-called infrastructure bill. During his 2021 State of the Union address, President Joe Biden tapped Vice President Harris to lead the effort because I know it will get done. Now, in 2024, it appears that the Biden-Harris admin has made little progress getting Americans connected to high-speed internet. Federal Communications Commission, FCC. Commissioner Brendan Carr noted in June that Biden and Harris did not connect one American despite having access to $42.5 billion in funding from the so-called Infrastructure Bill, or the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act. Carr noted on Wednesday, President Biden put VP Harris in charge of this effort back in 2021 and days later not one person has been connected. He added, hundreds of broadband infrastructure builders are now sounding the alarm, writing that the $42 billion plan to expand internet has been wired to fail. Breitbart News reported. Carr is specifically slamming the Broadband Equity, Access, and Deployment, BEAD, program, which allocated $42.45 billion to support broadband infrastructure and adoption. The program was established by the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act, IIJA, otherwise known as the so-called Bipartisan Infrastructure Bill. The bill had no conservative victories and had many leftist carve-outs, as Breitbart News detailed. Congress passed the infrastructure bill in 2021, which would mean that the BEAD program has had little success in its 2 years since Biden passed the bill. Carr in June contended that much of the Biden administration's failure to expand broadband is to its diversity, equity, and inclusion, DEI, goals. The Biden administration is barreling towards a broadband blunder. Congress has appropriated enough money to end the digital divide. But the Biden administration is squandering the moment by putting partisan political goals above smart policy, the FCC commissioner explained. It is doing so through rate regulation, through union technology, and DEI preferences, and through a thumb on the scale for government-run networks. All of this threatens to leave rural communities behind. Sean Moran is a policy reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at Sean Moran 3.